works wonders.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, bringing you up to date each week on all the breaking health news. I read the medical journals that come out, the ones you doctors read. You ever see their desk? They've got journals piled up. You can't even see their faces on their desk. I read all this information. I bring you the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle. You can live longer, improve the quality of your health. And I'm here with you each week to do this. And also take your calls live, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in the country. That's 1-3825-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N, 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. You have a question about yourself. Everybody has a question about somebody they know, your spouse, your friends, your kids, your parents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. I've been involved in medicine since the 1970s when I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. Since then, I've treated thousands of people. Not to blow my own horn, but there's probably very little in medicine I've never seen at least once. I'd like to help you. I'd like to help you with the experience I have taking care of patients. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I promise you I won't embarrass you. I've been practicing cardiology since the late 1980s in Orlando, but I am a trained medical scientist, trained internist, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let's go, I guess that's Alaska, and it's cold here in Florida, but I guess I'm not going to get any compassion from John in Kenai, Alaska.
Good morning down there.
Hi. Send us some global warming down here. We're in the 30s.
It's about 17 below where I'm at.
I know. I'm not going to get any sympathy from you, John.
Yeah. It's a little chilly.
Exactly. I'm so glad you joined us. How can we help?
Well, my cousin he's in the, like, the first stage or the second stage. I don't know what stages there are. Of Alzheimer's, and his wife choked to death right in front of him here last July.
Oh, bless his heart. This must have been extremely stressful for somebody in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, she took care of him pretty good. Will that accelerate Alzheimer's?
Well, you may have, this is why doctors and nurses have to listen so carefully to the family and the patients. All of you healthcare providers, and I know you listen to the show, did you hear what John just said? And this is why we have to listen so carefully. You pointed out, John, how much he was getting help from his wife.
Yeah.
And that may be the key to why he's deteriorating.
Yeah.
I think that's probably key. Definitely witnessing a very stressful, this was mentally extremely stressful. So with his diminishing abilities to function mentally, he may have not totally grasped it. He may not totally have understood the implications of it. But I think what's probably the most important thing is, because anybody who takes care of somebody who has Alzheimer's, even early Alzheimer's, they're more tired than the person who has the Alzheimer's. And I take care of a lot of partners involved in this. It's a huge effort to take care of somebody. They need so much help. It's like taking care of an infant in the severest of stages, and he just may need more help right now dealing with this, both medically, physically, as well as mentally. I hope that he's getting some added support right now.
Oh, he's getting. They moved him out of. He was down in West Texas, someplace, or down South Texas. I mean, and they moved him up somewhere in Missouri to a rest home.
All of this can help somebody who's evolving Alzheimer's deteriorate. Changes in their environment, physically as well as the people around them. This is all very unnerving to the Alzheimer patient. So this is going to be two steps backwards to go three steps forward, John. So you're very insightful in all this. And I would make sure that you pay a little extra attention to him and make sure that the things are progressing. And if they don't be surprised right now, because hopefully you can turn this around.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. We love Alaska.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronos on the Good Day Weekend program. He's like a supplement. We talk a lot about supplements here and blended medicine, that sort of thing. One of the things that you get from Ken.
Am I FDA approved?
I think you're better off not being FDA approved, frankly. The supplementation is the added information. You may have gotten some info from a doctor or a person who's a professional, but you're not sure, or you still have questions, so feel very comfortable about coming here for the supplement. And this is not the primary. Ken cannot be your primary caregiver, but he is certainly able and willing and mentally astute enough to be able to quickly move around and figure out what the options are that you have. And then you have to take action on it yourself. This is not you sit here, tell the story, oh, I'm going to be all better. Always, 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 it requires you to take some action. 888-553-7536. Jerome calls from Macon, Georgia on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I heard a caller call in about the sleep problems and the mucus and all that type deal.
Exactly.
We had a lot of people in this area having that problem. I actually had that problem. And I tried honey from my area within 100 miles.
Oh.
And I loaded up with vitamin C.
Good idea.
And that knocked the allergies and the vitamin C kind of helped with the mucus. And then with the sleep issues, I went with something called Somatomax. Man, I tell you, Somatomax, it's the best product I've ever bought over the counter. Like, I mean, this stuff really works. Like, me, my cousin, a lot of us, my mom, all of us had, like, sleep issues. Now, I know what the container says it does, but it does more than that. Like, it actually, this is some good stuff, man.
And Jerome, for allergies, you made a very good point. For allergies, you want to get the honey that's local to your area, because that honey is specific and has a lot of the ability to fight the allergies in your location.
You know, this is music to my ears. I've been talking about this for a long, long time. I have I don't know whether Jerome knows that I have a dairy farm, and on the dairy farm I have a dairy store, and I sell all the dairy products from the farm, but also some local things that people are interested in. One of them is honey, and you have said everything that people need to know about this. It needs to be local. You need to take it every day. I just got a case for a guy who takes honey every single day, no matter what time of year it is, because that's what builds up your immune system, the regular taking of the honey, and put cinnamon on it. Cinnamon will also help. I do it myself every day. I discovered it. I used to take honey all the time, but I didn't. Somebody convinced me, and I don't know, Ken, whether I think we had this conversation here on the air.
I like honey, unless you're very young, unless you're an infant.
Right, and it just, you need to get it as close to you as you can get, because the obvious, the bees are pollinating the plants that are around you, and they're exposed to the things that are making you allergic. So that's, I mean, it's pretty simple how this all works. One of the problems is we are losing our bee population, and nobody quite has figured out what the problem with that is. So local honey is more expensive these days, but it is certainly worth it. It is something that will help you go a long way to helping you out, sir. Thanks for the call and for the information, passing it along that way. Very helpful to people. Local, local, local honey is very good for what ails you. I give it to Charlotte. My dog, it takes the same stuff I do, Ken. It has the same impact on dogs as it does humans.
Absolutely.
I don't know that you're practicing veterinary medicine yet, but we could get you there.
I practice it without a license.
I understand.
Like you.
Yeah. I practice everything without a license. 888-553-7536. You don't need a license to understand, as Ken does and I do and you will, how important your digestive system is. And the benefits of probiotics, Ken, because he is licensed, has more credibility than perhaps you, me, and the average bloke, because he's looked at all of these various formulas and probiotics. We've talked about Sustanex for a long time. From the same company and from the same family comes Digestive Advantage, which ratchets up the protection one more rung on the ladder, Ken.
These healthy bacteria, they're so good to zoom up your defense system so you can fight the viruses, the bacteria that are out there this time of year. But what this product does is it adds other items, these enzymes, which help you digest the complex carbohydrates. They also help you not only with irritable bowel syndrome, but they help you with your lactose deficiency, your gas defense. This is a natural product with these enzymes that will help your digestive system work well, avoid the bloating, the constipation, the diarrhea, just the upset stomach that you have. If you can't find a specific problem, your doctor has not been able to do it, or you're dealing with lactose issues, try this lactose defense. You'll be very glad you tried it.
Interesting data from a national survey. 100,000 U.S. households were asked questions about these various problems, and 50% of those who were exposed to the various products said Digestive Advantage was the best. The most repeat customers go to Digestive Advantage. You find it in the Digestive Aid section. Digestive Advantage, there are two or three different subsets, I guess, Ken. IBS is one of them. You're looking for the Digestive Advantage label. It's the leader in consumer satisfaction, highest repeat purchase rate, well beyond any other brand. Digestive Advantage, and it's less expensive. A 30-day supply costs less than $10 and is available at all the super centers, the drugstores like CVS, Walgreens, Target, etc. Digestive Advantage.
You may have spotted Fiat in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality. As Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over 500,000 different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have with building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
888-553-7536, Jim in Abilene, Wisconsin. Quick question. Go ahead, sir.
Dr. Ken, could you tell me, you know, just listening to snowbirds going up and down the coast, the country, whatever, is there any correlation to people living like I do, like we do, up in the northern climates? I know my aunt and uncle out in California, when they lived their whole life, and they said, we couldn't come back to Wisconsin because our blood would get thick and we wouldn't last long. Is this an old wives' tale? Is there some truth to this?
There's definitely truth to it. Lower temperatures change the composition of blood. It's almost immediate. It can persist for up to 2 days. The number of the particles, Jim, such as platelets, red cells, fibrinogen, cholesterol, they all increase in the cold condition. The thickness, the viscosity, can increase by up to 21%, and this increases the possibility of clots.
Wow, it sounds like engine oil.
Love your show. Thanks.
All right, Jim. It does sound just... Engine oil gets like that in the cold. That's why you put thinner oil down in Florida,
exactly,
where you are. You don't need it. But up in Wisconsin, instead of using 10W-40, they use 10W-30 because it is not as thick. If you put anything over 40 weight, the car goes...
Combined with the stiffening of the blood vessels, the cold can create and increasing the blood pressure. That's the problem.
21 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Why not? Health will be improved greatly by having a good attitude. We find that all the time. Ken, there are studies after on top of studies that show that good attitude, the healthy, nice, pleasant way about you goes a long way. When you're dour, angry, blood pressure, the chemicals in your body start eating away at your body. You know that if you don't have a good outlook on life in general, you will not be as healthy. It is pretty much a proven fact. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of energy or intelligence to actually figure that out. But a lot of people that you're around, angry people, how many people who are 90, 95 do you see? It's kind of like fat people. How many 90, 95-year-old fat people do you see?
You rarely meet a grumpy 90-year-old person. They're usually very optimistic, yep, have a good positive attitude, look on the bright side. And we know this in adults. The news this week out of the medical journal Pediatric this week is that optimism can help kids keep depression away. Mm-hmm. It leads to less drug abuse and less bad behavior. So, Mom and Dad, keep those kids in a positive way, and your lead.
I got to tell you a story about what I saw last night. I'm on my way driving cross country. I'm in Washington today at our main studio, and as I came down the New Jersey Turnpike, I stopped to eat. There were four or five different restaurants at this stop, so I got the fresh up or whatever they call it, the sandwich with spinach, you know, all kinds of things. And I'm sitting there watching what other people are eating. A woman with a daughter probably 9 or 10, the woman maybe 42, 43, 300 pounds if an ounce. She weighed 300 pounds, spread out everywhere, waddled around, and she and her daughter, who was greatly overweight, had bought the maximum size portion that they sell at the Popeye's chicken in this place. And she was complaining because it cost $8. And another woman comes up. She's just as big with a child, a son, who's almost as big. And they're sitting there eating mashed potatoes and eight pieces. Each one of them had eight pieces of Popeye's fried chicken. And you look at them and you think to yourself, and all they did, and the woman was angry and nasty and then cussing out her child for taking a piece of her chicken out of her box. And I'm thinking to myself, are these people brain dead? Do they not know what everybody in the world is talking about, certainly in this country, about health and well-being? And she was not only fat, she was grumpy. And
spend a day with me. They're all knocking my door down.
My God, Ken. 888-553-7536. All right, Lohees, I believe, is the pronunciation in El Paso. KTSM. Yeah. Hi.
Just quickly, I heard you talking about high blood pressure. I had a sinus infection, went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was up. And I've never had any problems with it. And she gave me a prescription for, she said, the lowest dose of medication to try to get it down. It was 150 over 92.
That's what the doctor measured for the first time in the office?
Yes.
Okay, let me steer you in the right direction. I don't want to criticize your doctor, but...
I know, that's why I called
you. Yes. You come into the doctor's office, nobody's happy, nobody's comfortable when they come to the doctor's office. Usually mental stress, physical stress, all will increase the blood pressure. You need to know what your baseline is. You need the most easy, simple way to know your blood pressure baseline is for you to monitor it at home yourself with an automated upper arm device. I want you to... I have two favorite brands. They're not sponsors, Microlife or Omron. They seem to work the best. Get an upper arm device. You can get it at all the department stores, the drug stores, some of the supermarkets. Take it home. Bring it into the doctor. Bring it once to the doctor's office. Make sure it matches the numbers that we get when we check it with our stethoscope. We call this calibrating it. Then leave it at home morning and evening. Make sure you rest for at least 15 minutes. You're in your happy place, then check it. It should be under 140 over 90 for most of us. If you have other complications of the circulation system or risk factors, maybe a little lower. Talk to your doctor about it. But
what's the name of the product?
You want an automated upper arm home blood pressure monitor.
You know what else you could use, ma'am? And Ken and I talk about this in terms of supplements. You asked about whether there's anything natural around fish oils, calamari oils. You've heard us talk about Carlson. There are a number of brands. Evening primrose oil is good. Some of the niacin that's around. I mean, all of these things.
Before we even treat her, I'm not even yet convinced
she has
the diagnosis.
But Ken, don't you agree that if you take fish oil and stuff, that keeps it down? It helps prevent the problem.
Down to ideal body weight, eliminating the stress, eliminating the salt, aerobic exercise after the doctor says it's okay, minimizing the alcohol. These are all the proven ways of lifestyle. The other are fine, and I don't have a problem with it, but that's what's going to get it down.
Do the exercise, but take some fish oil, and so those things are extraordinarily good for lots of things, including your blood. That's my sort of quasi-educated point on it, Louise. Okay, thank you for your call. 888-553-7536, as we look forward to more conversation with you in a matter of a few moments here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Are you a teeth people? Does a white smile rank above firm thighs or six-pack abs? Have you ever flossed at a traffic light or refused a muffin to keep poppy seeds out of your teeth? If you answered yes, then you're a teeth people. We ought to know. We're meant to dent. Visit RUteethPeople.com today to download special savings, win prizes, and meet people like you who actually have their dentist on speed dial. Mentadent, the toothpaste for teeth people. Go to RUteethPeople.com for rules and details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace. Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns and will do anything to get them. Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them, how to create the perfect hiding place, as well as the places you should never hide your guns under any circumstance. These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough. But listen up. For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Or call 877-327-0365. Before they come for your guns, hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
It's simple.
Weekend 888-553-7536. We have a half hour left. The time goes very quickly. Ken reviewing what's going on in the news department medically. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert of the Good Day Weekend and Weekday program, is here. You can download his daily dose of important medical info every day. And you can also, these weekend shows are downloadable as well. Go to gooddayshow.com, click on the listen box, and you get all the instructions. Ken has the same information at drkenshow.com. Chris in Utica, New York, more on fish oil and supplements and vitamin D and all these things. So what's going on with you, Chris, that you're curious about all this?
Well, I'm just concerned about my bone health, preserving my bone health as I age. And I keep hearing reports every now and then that come out that say that calcium supplements really aren't needed. Then I'm told by my doctor, or asked, I should say, are you taking calcium supplements when I go for a checkup? Being in a area of the country that doesn't get a lot of sunlight, especially in the winter, I have low vitamin D levels, so I am now taking vitamin D3 supplements. But I'm very concerned about whether calcium is a waste of money and time to take or not.
Well, short of moving to Florida,
yes,
and joining me, Chris, what you need to do is, for the vitamin D, is make sure once a year they check your vitamin D level, especially in the part of the country that you live in. Make sure it's at least 30. And if it's not, make sure you're on vitamin D. I recommend all adults to take about 1,000 units a day of vitamin D. Definitely at least 400. You can go up to 1,000 safely. In your part of the country, you definitely are going to need it to get to a level of 30 on the blood. And then the question about taking calcium, it is confusing because you probably have heard recently about this report, people who take calcium supplements, some of it ends up in the circulation to the heart and starts causing problems and heart attacks, clogging of the circulation to the heart. The key there is that if you're going to take calcium supplements, you need to also take vitamin D with it. it, and people who do that don't end up getting the calcium into the coronaries or the circulation of the heart, but it goes and it mineralizes the bone. So whether you need calcium or not, we all need some. My favorite way actually is to get it from low-fat dairy products, but what you want to do at your lovely stage of life is to get a bone density scan to see exactly how well mineralized your bones are. One of the most common causes of disability and death as you get older, it's as bad as a heart attack or stroke. Number three is falls that end up in fractures of important bones, and that's why this is very important. I would do it. Have you had a bone scan?
Yes, I have.
Do you have good numbers?
As a matter of fact, I have had two broken ankles and one broken wrist, which is this past fall. And
Do you take dairy products?
I do.
How much milk do you drink a day?
Pardon me?
How much milk do you drink a day?
I don't drink any milk. I am not a milk drinker. I might eat it like with cereal or in something I've cooked with. I do consume yogurt at least once, maybe even twice a day.
Sounds to me like it may be time for me to do my raw milk pitch here.
I want you to take at least 1,200 milligrams a day of calcium with fish oil, and if you're going to take a supplement, I'm not saying that you need it by supplement. You either need it by food or by supplement.
Hey, Chris, let me throw my two cents worth in here. I don't know how much you listen to the program or realize that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a dairy store on my farm in Massachusetts where we sell raw milk. And one of the things that people need to know, even though it's highly controversial because the FDA doesn't know its ear from its elbow, if you know what I mean, anybody who understands how the system works, and Ken can back this up in terms of how, as he just correctly said, if you're drinking regular milk, there is a fat consequence to it unless it's skim milk. That's because in the homogenization process, the fat molecules are broken down so that they're small enough to be absorbed into your system and create the problems of lactose intolerance and weight gain and all that other stuff. If you can find, and I don't know where, I'm betting, I believe raw milk is legal in New York State, and I think you probably could find some around where you are. We all know that it's a great deal.
Actually, are some Amish farmers too?
Yeah, my God, bless the Amish because they are in many ways the best of the farmers because they're all organic, all natural. They don't use anything to supplement their own natural way of doing things. Anyway, the raw milk, the fat molecules in the raw milk are so heavy, so thick that they are not digestible. So what happens when you drink raw milk or use raw milk yogurt or raw milk cheeses is that the material in there goes through your system. You're able to get the immune enhancers, the benefits without the negative. The benefits of the strength of the product itself and what it brings to your body are absorbed by your system, but the fat is so heavy it can't be absorbed, so it passes out of your body in what you are normally passing out anyway. And so even though it's controversial, that's really how it works. That's why it's as good for you as it is.
All right. Sold me. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Take good care. 888-553-7536. Looks like Mike is next in Port Charlotte for you, Ken.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Two nights ago, my partner, who has a history of strokes, developed stroke-like symptoms. She lost the feeling in her right arm and was talking garbled. So I immediately called EMS and then proceeded to give her a full-strength aspirin and told her to chew it. The symptoms
They probably yelled at you when they came to get her.
Yeah, well, they didn't. But in the ambulance, they told her that that was no longer recommended therapy.
Exactly.
Anyway, the symptoms did subside almost immediately, but she did go to the hospital, and everything seems to be okay now. But my question is that not recommended any longer, aspirin?
Let me untangle this. This is a great question, Mike, and you may have gotten lucky. If you're having symptoms that suggest a heart attack, not a stroke, which is what you were dealing with, Dr. Mike.
Yep.
If you're dealing with a potential heart attack, you definitely want to chew an aspirin. In fact, you want to have adult aspirin around as an emergency first aid, and always chew that aspirin if that's what you think you're dealing with. But if you're dealing with what you think might be stroke symptoms, some strokes are due to bleeding strokes, hemorrhagic strokes, and that's where you would never want to give anything that thins the blood. Most strokes are due to a clot in the circulation, the pipes from the heart to the brain, and that's where you would want to give some Drano, some Roto-Root or something to get rid of it. But none of us are smart enough in the house to know whether it's a clotting stroke or a bleeding stroke, and that's why you should never on your own give somebody who you think is having a stroke something that thins the blood until you're sure what the cause of the stroke is.
Okay, good. I'll pass that along, too.
Yep, good call, Mike. Thank you. God bless the lady as well. 888-553-7536. Nancy in Burlington, Iowa. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Nancy.
My problem is that sometimes I have uncontrolled bowel movements, meaning that once I get the sensation, I need to get to the restroom within a short period of time, like within 5 minutes. And it doesn't happen all the time, just occasionally. And I did see a specialist. He did some tests and thought maybe it was due to excessive, I think, bacteria in the intestine. And I took some antibiotics for that, and that seemed to help some, but it still occurs.
May I interrupt for just a second?
Sure.
Then again, I don't mean to be the practitioner here, with or without a license. I don't. Maybe I'm giving too much information here. That's normal for me. You feel the urge, and you better get to the John. You know, in five minutes.
But what's important, Doug, here is that this is a change for Nancy.
Ah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
And a change in a bowel habit is what is a very important sign.
Got it.
And it's good that Nancy picked up on that. She's very attuned to her body. Nancy, have you been to the doctor? At your age, I hope you've had a colonoscopy, and I mean that politely. How long ago was the colonoscopy?
A year and a half.
But you aren't having any of these symptoms then?
No, not really.
This is a change from that. Have you had an evaluation? Because it may be time to get, you know, I don't want to put you through that again unnecessarily, but the first thing to do is to see if there's any anatomic change. I would get some blood work done. I would check your thyroid and make sure that your thyroid is not overactive.
Okay.
That definitely could be doing this. Make sure you haven't changed your diet. You haven't suddenly overwhelmed yourself with bran. That can also do this sometimes. Or laxative food. I hope you're not taking a laxative.
Well, I did call the office, the doctor's office this week, and told them, you know, this really hasn't gone away. And I said, it seems to be more of a problem if I skip a day for a bowel movement. And they recommended taking Miralax.
Okay, well, that's for constipation. That's a very good treatment if you're having constipation. But if they did this over the phone, I'm unhappy there because this is a change for you. You need to be evaluated at your age. You know, it just shouldn't. That's not adequate care from the way if you were my patient.
I'm sorry. You think the thyroid should be checked?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A blood test. Absolutely. And I would want the doctor to see you, to examine your belly, put the hands on the belly, and even look at a stool sample, make sure there's no blood in the stool, and then determine whether you need referral for another repeat colonoscopy.
Okay. Yeah, he did do that early on, a couple months ago.
But the key was you weren't having the symptoms then.
No, I was 2 months ago.
He did what when you were having the symptoms?
He didn't do the blood work, but he did do the physical exam, and that's when he prescribed the antibiotics.
But you're not getting better, so you need to be followed up. It didn't work.
Okay. Yeah.
It did not work. And what I would also try at this point, it can't hurt, is I would try some probiotics, Sustenix, the Digestive Advantage. That can't hurt, and that may resolve the whole thing, but I still would get followed up.
little raw milk wouldn't hurt you either, Nancy. You can find it, a lot of it around in Burlington, Iowa. And I don't, again, say that facetiously. Digestive Advantage products, extraordinarily helpful as well. Good luck to you. Let's spend a minute talking about that more specifically, because it is a great lead-in to a conversation about the healthful benefits of probiotics. For years now, Ken and I have been doing this program for a long time, it seems, at least in terms of radio survival. Ken was doing it a long time before I came along, and now even more coverage. And one of the things we've talked about, Sustanex probiotics, how these things need to be in your body. You need lots of them. And the folks that make Digestive Advantage and Sustanex, same company, have a new formula that helps with a wide variety of these ailments, like we were just talking about. Digestive Advantage IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, may be one of the products, but there are other Digestive Advantage products that just help to get your digestive system in order, help to protect you, help to make you stronger. The immune system is what you need to be working 100%, Ken.
Yes, the immune system and the digestive system both need a continuous replenishment of these healthy bacteria, these probiotics. They're safe. They've been used for over 50 years without any problems. The Sustanex, it has an armor, a coating that allows it to get through the acidic environment of the stomach. You can't do it adequately with yogurt, as much as I love it, or kefir. I love it, but it's not going to get to the site. And this will. It'll get the probiotics, make the digestive tract work better, the defense system work better. But what I need to get out is, like in the last caller where you're having specific digestive symptoms, you need to add these extra enzymes to the probiotics. And that's what they've done at Ganadin. They've provided the lactose defense, the digestive advantage gas defense. They have a whole list of various probiotic products that add these enzymes. They help you digest and break down the complex carbohydrates, and they'll add the enzymes you need to improve your digestion.
Lots and lots of advantages to Digestive Advantage. The benefits Ken's explained, and you look at some of the other purchases, the other products around, like Beano. I don't want to put the product down. It's best to sell your own product, but it's this in the suggested research that I was talking about earlier. The 100,000 people that were surveyed who have these various problems went head over heels for Digestive Advantage gas defense formula, for example, one of the many ones you can get. 30-day supply is less than $10. Other probiotic products cost $20 to $30 a month. It triggers a really great response in your system to you keeping yourself healthy. Digestive Advantage in its various forms available in stores everywhere like CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, etc. Try it today.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
888-553-7536. Music gives the brain a natural buzz. That's pretty good news, Ken, for those of us who like all forms of music.
It is. That's why most of us really love music. And this study shows out of Nature Neuroscience, it turns on hormones, neurochemicals in the brain that just make us feel good, dopamine stimulated, and that's why we love our music.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hello. So, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Near you.
Drugs in the focus now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available as he is every weekend at this time. Please make note, 2 hours every weekend at 888-553-7536. You can be well on the way to figuring out what your problem is if you haven't figured it out yet. A couple of important studies this week. This pill-splitting controversy. And now, the important thing about this study is it wasn't funded by any pharmaceutical company, because if it had been, I'd be suspicious, and so would everybody else who had a brain, Ken.
And it wasn't done by doctors. It was done by nurses. This is out of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, published just this week. Doug, the common practice of pill splitting, it's done by patients and health professionals alike to save money or make medications easier to swallow, is inaccurate and potentially dangerous.
What is it when you say pill splitting? What does that mean?
Well, some medications are scored. That's the medical term we use. There's a little line, a little indentation down it.
Oh, so you cut it in half,
break it in half.
You
can easily break it in half.
Right.
And that's okay. But many people have these pill splitters, these knives, or just do it on their own to save money. And this happens all the time. Doctors and nurses do this all the time. But nearly one-third of split pill fragments deviated from recommended dosages by 15% or more in this study.
If the recommended dosage is, let's say, 10 milligrams, you've cut it in half, what are you doing for yourself? And is the question not only cutting it in half, but let's say you take one at one point, and then a couple hours later you take the other half. Does it not need to have a presence all in your system at once in order to have the necessary effect?
You don't want to pull your own teeth. It depends on the pill. They're all different. The key is, unless the pill is scored, you don't want to cut it yourself.
Okay. If it has a break in it, you can cut it. Otherwise, no, no, no. Here's some information that's good for people listening to the radio.
too much TV. It's been linked to heart attack and increased death risk. This is out of a journal of the American College of Cardiology. And this is not self-serving, although it's...
Oh, sure it is. It's good, though. You sit there, you watch these clowns on these, especially the so-called news cable channels. You watch that stuff. Yeah, it has to be not only injurious to your mental health, your physical well-being as well. Your blood pressure goes up watching some of this stuff. It's all foolishness. Most of that stuff that you watch on these channels, right, left, the so-called news, which isn't the news, people leave it as background, and then they wonder why they're upset about things. What can you accomplish? What good comes out of sitting and watching people food fight on these programs all the time?
Doug, amazingly, these investigators discovered if you spend 4 hours a day or more of your leisure time watching TV, using the computer, or playing video games, you're more than two times more likely to suffer a heart attack, stroke, heart failure, or die.
Yeah. Now, and to add to that, there's another study out this week which seems like a duh. Sitting too long is bad for your health. That coupled with this makes an interesting conversation, Ken.
This is out of the European Heart Journal. It's not just the length of time we spend sitting down, but the number of times we get up during that time that can influence our health. So plenty of breaks, even if they're as short as 1 minute, seems to be beneficial to reduce the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even the inflammation that seems to block all of your circulation.
Margaret, you're on from Cocoa, Florida with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his neighbor, in fact. He's just down the road from you. Hi.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, how can we help?
I changed from Coumadin to Pradaxa in November, and I'm taking 150 milligrams in the morning and in the evening.
Yes, how old are you?
86.
And what problems are you having with it?
I'm having a body itch.
Okay. Two things here. Pradaxa is this brand new drug just approved.
Yeah, I know you. I got it from your radio station.
By dabigatran is the scientific name. It's indicated to reduce the risk of stroke and blood clots in people who have atrial fibrillation, the irregular heartbeat. But I did not recommend it for you because I'm not giving it to any of my patients who are over the age of 75 because it has significantly increased risk of bleeding. And as a new drug, I think we need more experience with this drug before people over the age of 75 start taking it. And if you're having itching since you started it, that's also a concern that you may be having an allergy. But Margaret, at your wonderful age of 86, if you were my patient, I would not be using it. I'd be giving you a home monitor for your Coumadin so that you can do your own finger stick and it doesn't hurt as much. You don't have to come to the office or the lab. You can do it yourself. Medicare would cover it. But again, this is a new drug which can substitute for Coumadin or warfarin. It's called Pradaxa. It's going to be a blockbuster drug because you don't need to get any of the blood tests. There's just one dose. One dose if you have normal kidneys and a lower dose if you don't.
All right, Margaret, that takes care of our time. Check out Dr. Ken's website and the Good Day website for the health and wellness newsletter that comes out every weekend. Sign up for that. Dr. Ken's blog at drkenshow.com. That's important as well. Thank you all. There are people who want to have a little more time with Dr. Ken, so call us next week on Good Day Weekend.